It's time for the Alan Stock Answer on News Talk 840 KXNT and on demand at KXNT.com. Here's Alan Stock.
The internet is an amazing modern achievement that offers a vast array of information at the touch of a key. Now, in many ways, it's brought much of the world closer together, but this gift doesn't come without its problems or challenges. Some social media networks offer an opportunity to host debates on almost any topic. Unfortunately, some of these social media networks allow for certain points of view to be expressed while limiting or completely censoring other points of view. The problem with many of these debates is that so many anonymous people don't really choose to just debate the issues. They choose to use these forums as an opportunity to attack, hurl epithets, and change the topic every time they get cornered in a debate. Due to some of the language that's used, it's impossible to mention or make any understandable reference to some of these posts. So how do you shut down debates? Let's take a look at some of the postings we can't identify. Now, these postings include: you contribute nothing to any of these conversations. You demonstrate the inevitable complications that result when siblings intermarry. Anyone who still supports this incompetent con man and grifter, this immature man-child, this pathological serial liar, and this antisocial dangerous sociopath is betraying the country they've always said they loved. Trump's authoritarian inclinations sound much like the excuses the Italians and Germans made for Mussolini and Hitler. You're lying. And the president spoke to the secret inner you. You know, the selfish, mean-spirited, racist, and misogynistic part of you. Well, there are many more. Why point out all of these? Because while the opportunity exists to have some real debates, tackling issues and looking for some common ground using these kinds of venomous statements are really conversation killers. Now, with all this in mind, it's got to be noted that there are a tremendous number of people who are dropping out of various social media sites, including Facebook. This is not to suggest that people should drop out of Facebook or that Facebook should censor these ignorant conversation stoppers. The responsibility is on all of us who use Facebook for a lot of reasons, including an exchange of ideas. The people who are tired of these kinds of comments are finding it necessary to unfriend people, avoid certain conversation groups, and just use Facebook-like sites to search for relatives, old friends, civic groups, and information that will help enhance our lives. It doesn't take many people to ruin conversations, and it's unfortunate when it happens, but that doesn't seem to be part of the deal we get when we log onto these sites. Now, finally, this also says something about how the internet is used in an attempt to seduce children. The internet is the encyclopedia of the modern age, and it's a great place for students to get information for reports and much, much more. But parents have got to take responsibility to make sure their kids are using the internet in a safe and secure manner. This is not the so-called good old days when students went to the library to do research among the stacks of books. It's a different era with different options and more opportunities. And whether you're posting on a social media page or watching out for your children, it's an era that requires more responsibility and a greater sense of vigilance. I'm Alan Stock. Keep on thinking free.